Bienvenue à Jeux Olympiques à Paris.
The Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
High jump, long jump, 1500, 5000, steeplechase or whatever. And you become an overnight expert very quickly.
Fancy becoming an armchair expert during this summer's Olympics in Paris? Tune in to Off the Ball for all the insight.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Armagh return home with the Sam Maguire, Kieran McGeaney with a homecoming speech for the ages, and Rian O'Neill on Armagh's success. But first, thousands of people turned out at the Athletic Grounds last night to welcome Armagh home. The All-Ireland champions returned with the Sam Maguire for the first time in 22 years and for just the second time in their history. Boss Kieran McGeaney took to the stage to deliver a speech for the ages, something the lads on last night's Off the Ball certainly enjoyed.
But no matter what was said about them, they'd be knocked down time and time again. They were told they couldn't beat teams above them. They beat teams above them. They were told they would never get out of the grip of death, to top the grip of death. Yeah! They were told they couldn't win tight games. They won tight games. Yeah! Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-Ireland, and they won the All-Ireland!
Hell yes, Kieran McGeaney. Where have you been for the last 10 years?
Amazing. That's going into the intro at the start of the show. Wow.
Oh, Pete, one more time. That's unbelievable.
But no matter what was said about them, they'd be knocked down time and time again. They were told they couldn't beat teams above them. They beat teams above them. They were told they would never get out of the grip of death, to top the grip of death. They were told they couldn't win tight games. They won tight games. Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-Ireland, and they won the All-Ireland!
It's the yes at the end.
Oh, I mean, now is the time to just go nuts.
Let's hear from Armagh's Rian O'Neill, who spoke to our reporter Aisling O'Reilly at last night's homecoming.
What has the scene been like?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Today has been absolutely special today. The crowd that's come out here in Armagh, it's been absolutely unbelievable. And you can see the excitement that's bringing everyone in Armagh. Such a special day. It's been absolutely class.
And these moments you dreamed of?
Dreamed of these when I was a kid, Aisling. The best day of my life.
Interview one of the lads there.
Hey, get Rian O'Neill over here. Come on there, Rian. Rian, come on.
Rian, what is it like? Unbelievable scenes.
Unbelievable, you know, people are out waiting for us. All the ladies, these kids have never seen this before. And listen, I said earlier on, I said we're going to go mental. We are going to go absolutely nuts.
Is it like O2?
Listen, I was only four back then, I can't really remember, but the videos and pictures you've seen, every child in Armagh had an Armagh flag or an Armagh headband, and I think there's 20,000 people here, and it's just unbelievable.
And all these young kids are looking up to you now and all the rest of the
lads. Oh, they're looking up to all these boys, and that's what it is. It's been making them, it's been giving them heroes to look up to, and they pull out in orange and white, and as I said earlier on, it's about getting out in the street and kicking the ball against the wall with the left and right foot and practicing instead of laying in the house on an iPad or whatever it is, you know what I mean? I'm no lecturer, but that's just my thoughts.
And what has it been like for Geezer since the celebrations?
Geezer's gone wild, can you not notice, no? Geezer's gone absolutely wild, he's smiling and everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you have some opinion of Geezer. Geezer's a funny man when you get to know him, you know. And deep down, I think Geezer likes to have a wee go with the media, you know, and he likes to wind us up a wee bit, and it's good to see a juice biting back at him, you know, but he's a smart man.
Meanwhile, former Kerry captain Darren O'Sullivan and first Mayo legend Colin Boyle have been speaking to Joe Molloy about Sunday's game.
I was saying to someone yesterday, Joe, I think it's one of the great GAA stories. I really do. To come, first of all, what he did as a player, sensation. Love McGeaney as a player. Absolutely loved him, watching him. What he's done with this team, to consider this is 10th year in charge. The only other bit of silverware is that Division 3 title back 2018. And that's funny, before I was coming on there, I watched a quote from his homecoming. He was up on the stage in front of all the crowd. And he said, if you're going to win something, it's as well, if you're going to win a bit of silverware, it's as well be the big one. And it's just unbelievable that he's come. This group of players have literally no medals at all in their pockets of any nature. And they come and land the All-Ireland title. Like, it's an incredible story. It really, really is. And look, congratulations to them.
With all the abuse and grief, I think a lesser man would have walked away a long time ago. So it's his credit to Kieran and the team that they have. And just even talking, like, Donaghy's obviously involved, and there's, you have to be a certain type of fella to bring people in. And Donaghy was travelling a long way and he loved going up there. He loved being part of it. So he's obviously created something incredible in that dressing room as well. Like, and you see the way the players talk about him. Obviously, they would have had respect for him as a player, but as a manager and as a person, I'd say what he's done. And it, just the belief, like we touched on it there, that Galway probably maybe doubts crept in. But I think he's instilled an awful lot of belief in the players as a collective, that it's not really about individuals.
Mayo legend Andy Moore, meanwhile, has also been analysing Sunday's game.
Where do we start? So if you look at the forward lines, for example, I just expected, I have so much respect for the man, I just respected Damien Comer just to take off yesterday. I just thought it was made for him. It never happened. If you look at the full forward lines of Grugan, Mernon, Turbot, Rob Finnerty, Damien Comer, Shane Walsh, there was a point from play out of that forward line. It is insane when you think about it. Like, I think Turbot is probably nailed in for the All-Star. Rob Finnerty's probably nailed in for the All-Star. And to only get a point off that line was just, out of six players, amazing. Like, you look through the Galway team and you go, Matthew Tierney, Damien Comer, Shane Walsh, not to play well. Massive. And then you go into the Armagh forward line. McElroy doesn't get a score. Grugan doesn't get a score. Mernon doesn't get a score. Turbot doesn't get a score. I don't think anyone expected that. I don't think anyone expected Keane Darcy to put on the show that he put on yesterday in midfield, scoring 3 points, coupling Conroy's 3 points, which is six in total. And on the flip side of that, Armagh get three from play from midfield. So there were so many things happening. It was incredible. But I think the big talking point over yesterday is so many star men in the forward line just didn't stand up.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to get this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.